There's a new Art World documentary called Exit Through the Gift Shop about street artists and the ways in which their renegade work has ended up selling for lots and lots of money. The credited director is the renowned English street artist who calls himself Banksy and whose identity is a matter of much conjecture. So is much else about this movie. Critic David Edelstein has a review.
Okay, this is complicated. The documentary Exit Through the Gift Shop is billed as directed by Banksy, B-A-N-K-S-Y, which is the pseudonym for an incognito British street artist who's been widely denounced, but even more widely celebrated. But the original director, we're told, was a Frenchman living in L.A. named Terry Guetta, who set out to film guerrilla street artists around the world, including the most elusive of them all, Banksy. At some point, Banksy took over the camera, and Terry became the subject. How that flip-flop happened, and what happened next, is the story of the film. And it's a wonderful, often hilarious film, even if doubts about its authenticity linger. The acid narration is by Welsh actor Rhys Ifans, who explains how unemployed sad sack Terry became obsessed with videotaping street artists at their clandestine illegal labors. Among those artists were Terry's cousin, Space Invader, known for affixing Space Invader video game images to walls and bridges, Shepard Fairey, who'd break through to the mainstream with his Obama posters, and finally, Banksy himself. Banksy appears on camera, sort of. He's in silhouette, under a hoodie, his voice distorted. After he explains why Terry's videotaping is important, Terry himself speaks.
Most normal art is built to last, like, hundreds of years. It's cast in bronze or it's oil on canvas, but street art has a short lifespan, so it needed documenting. You know, we all needed someone who knew how to use a camera.
I wanted to make a movie about street art. So I wanted to get as much people as possible. He was like more than any drugs to anybody. He was obsession.
Like other New Yorkers, I lived for more than a decade staring at buildings and subways covered with eyesore graffiti. So my view of so-called street art is relativist. If it's good, it justifies the vandalism. If it isn't, throw him in jail. But there's no doubt about Banksy's art. As shown in Terry's footage, his satirical assaults on politics, culture, and capitalism in settings as various as the alleyways of London, the barrier wall in the West Bank, and the rides of Disneyland are provocations of genius. He became the director of this film, he says, when Terry took more than 1,000 hours of tapes and edited them into a hash, a barrage of images with no connective tissue, or as Banksy puts it, the work of someone with mental problems, an unimaginable nightmare. Banksy decided to have a shot at that same raw footage. To get Terry out of his hair, he told the Frenchman to go back home to L.A. and try making his own street art. This leads to the documentary's final section, in which Terry adopts the ridiculous nom de plume Mr. Brainwash and attempts to conquer L.A. with a massive Mr. Brainwash exhibition of paintings and sculptures in the mode of street art, which by then had become a hot commodity. In the last part, Terry transforms into a classic fool, both pretentious and empty, a cross between Peter Sellers' Inspector Clouseau and his Chance the Gardener from Being There. Where Warhol gave us a Campbell's soup can, Mr. Brainwash gives us a Campbell's soup spray can. Elvis Presley holds a Fisher-Price toy gun. Marilyn Monroe's Warholian silhouette is merged with Barack Obama's. The work is derivative of the derivative, which makes it irresistible to many would-be L.A. art world hipsters who turn out in droves. Some reporters have speculated that Terry is a fictional creation, an actor in an elaborate Banksy prank that began years ago to expose the faddishness and philistinism of the art world, and that now reaches its climax with Exit Through the Gift Shop. It's very possible. But if I and other enthusiasts have been gulled, I don't mind too much. An early skeptic, New York Times writer Milena Rysik, hasn't gotten to the bottom of it yet, but makes the case for why the film's reality is, in one sense, moot. She writes that the film, quote, certainly asks real questions about the value of authenticity, financially and aesthetically, about what it means to be a superstar in a subculture built on shunning the mainstream, about how sensibly that culture judges and monetizes talent, unquote. If Banksy had to manufacture Mr. Brainwash to drive home his points, the satire is too rich to make me cry foul. As far as I'm concerned, he can vandalize our movie screens anytime.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.